We shall now move on to the next section of the chapter, where we will be discussing about the major oceans of the world. First, the Pacific Ocean. It is the largest ocean and is larger than all the continents put together. It is also the deepest ocean, and the deepest trench, Mariana Trench, is found within this ocean. This ocean covers 1/3 of the area of the Earth. Next, we have the Atlantic Ocean. It is the second largest ocean of the world and is situated between the North and South America on one side and Europe and Africa on the other side. This ocean has a number of good harbors due to its indented coastline, and due to this irregular shape, the coastline of Atlantic Ocean is longer than the coastlines of the Pacific and Indian Oceans put together. It is the busiest ocean of the world on the basis of trade and commerce. Next, we have the Indian Ocean. It is surrounded by landmasses on three sides, where Asia is on its north, Africa on its west, and Australia on its east. This ocean gets its name after the country India, and it shows the importance of India in the field of trade during the ancient time. Moving on to the Arctic Ocean. It lies within the Arctic Circle and North Pole. It is the smallest ocean. Bering Strait, which is a narrow stretch of water, connects the Arctic Ocean with the Pacific Ocean. The Arctic Ocean remains frozen throughout the year as it is located within the polar circle. Last but not the least, we have the Southern Ocean. This includes most of the southern ocean water of the world and is also referred to as the Antarctic Ocean, South Polar Ocean, and the Great Southern Ocean. Now that we have discussed about the major oceans of the world, we can easily locate them on the world map given on page number 41. So, here you will see the Pacific Ocean has North America and South America on one side and Asia and Australia on the other side. Then, the Atlantic Ocean lies between North and South America on its left and Europe and Africa on its right. The Indian Ocean is surrounded by Asia, Africa, and Australia. The Arctic Ocean lies towards the North Pole, and the Southern Ocean includes all the water masses on the southern part of the world.